Welcome back to The Takeaway. Todd Zwillig with you today. A PR stunt. That's today's defiant message from Maria Alokhina, member of the Russian punk band Pussy Riot, after she was released from a Russian prison today. Her fellow band member Nadezhda Tolokonnikova was also released today. They are the latest high-profile figures to be let out of prison as part of a wider amnesty sanctioned by President Vladimir Putin. On Friday, he let go his political nemesis, Mikhail Khodorkovsky, and there, too, the general consensus seems to favor the idea that Putin needed some good press ahead of the Winter Games, an event that's been mired in a number of controversies. So there may be a lot of public relations exercise going on around the Games, but we also have to talk about an Olympic event that's going to cost the country billions of dollars and will be the focus of global attention early next year. Lucy Ash is an investigative reporter for the BBC, and she joins us. Hi, Lucy.
Hi, Todd.
And with Lucy, Anastasia Uspenskaya, BBC Russian service reporter, working together on a documentary called The Putin Project. Hi, guys.
Hi.
So the Sochi Winter Games is the Putin Project, right, Lucy? Why do you call it that?
I call it that because it really is his pet project. When Russia bid for these Olympic Winter Games in Guatemala City, Vladimir Putin did something which he hardly ever does. He spoke English and he said to people, "I'm not crazy holding these games in a subtropical climate on the Black Sea. It's very exciting to be able to go swimming in the morning and then go up into the mountains and go skiing." And he sort of basically thinks that Sochi is the pearl. I mean, it was always the resort that all the Soviet elite went to. It was the sort of summer capital. It's a place that he wanted to share with the rest of the world and say, look what a fantastic place we have here.
Yes, well, speaking of the elite, let's take a listen to your documentary now, because they have a unique way of describing the cost of the Putin Project. Listen.
To illustrate the eye-wateringly high cost of this stretch of tarmac, a Russian magazine has calculated the amount of caviar, foie gras, Hennessy cognac that could be bought with the same amount of money, and how thick this Olympic road would be if it was built from these purchased goods. So to give you an example, black caviar would be 1.1 centimetres, foie gras 1.9 centimetres, Louis Vuitton handbags all kind of torn up into pieces and stretched out on the road would be 9 centimetres in thickness.
Now, Lucy, I have to say, this might sound prejudicial, but there is something quintessentially Russian to me about describing the cost of the Winter Games, not in the length of roads that could be built or the number of people that could be fed, but in the amount of foie gras, Hennessy, and caviar that you could buy for the money that they're spending.
Yeah, well, that rather graphic description comes from Forbes magazine, Russian version, and, you know, it's very much taking the mickey, as we would say in England, out of the new Russians that are obsessed with luxury brands. But in all seriousness, these games at $51 billion, they cost 25 times more than the games in Vancouver. Now, OK, I mean, Russian officials say to us, almost all the infrastructure in Vancouver was already there. We had to build from scratch. But the question arises, well, why did you choose this place where there was very little infrastructure to hold these games? Quite apart from that, it seems that quite a lot of the state budget funds that were allocated to various projects have sort of gone missing. I spoke to one guy who is a pilot by training, but he described himself as a ski fanatic. He's actually been skiing with Vladimir Putin by helicopter, but he was one of the pioneers to bring ski lift technology to Russia.
All right, I think you're talking about Vladimir Sorokin, so let's listen.
You probably know that in Russia it's the most terrible scourge. Everything starts with and revolves around that. You can start off with a really good construction project, but sooner or later an official gets involved and he looks at you as his meal ticket.
Anastasia Uspenskaya, you've been talking to the regular people who've been contending with the run-up to the games, and somebody named Angela. Who's Angela?
Yes, well, Angela is a lady. She lives in Sochi, and we found her via Facebook page. Somebody forwarded the link of her daughter's Facebook page with some sort of SOS message. The message said something like, people, journalists, human rights activists, please come and help us. There are bulldozers surrounding our house and taking it down while people are still inside. So we reacted to that. So when we came to Sochi, the house wasn't there anymore. So we walked with her over the rubble, and it's really heartbreaking to see there were a 3-story house, beautifully built, newly built. They built it just a couple of years ago. She showed us around that here was my bathroom, here was my bedroom, and we saw some leftovers of the kids' bedroom with some wallpaper, kind of very colorful, bright wallpaper still on it.
The
children were sitting in the hallway crying. I wondered how come that no one from the city hall asked the question where all these people from this house are going to spend this night. The next day I filed the complaint and the bailiffs came around. They wouldn't even let me take my furniture out unless I bought it from them. They said, everything that is here is ours. Now, if you want to take it, you have to buy it from us.
So there is part of Angela's story, one person who got in the way of the bulldozers and what sounds like a land grab around the Sochi Olympics. Lucy, you talked to a couple of other people sort of about some of the abuses that go on. And I wanted to ask you quickly about Dmitry Kozak. Who is he?
Dmitry Kozak is the deputy prime minister. He's the man that Vladimir Putin has put in charge of these Olympic Games. So after we'd seen Angela, and by the way, her case is not an isolated one. If you look on YouTube, there are videos of all kinds of residents of Sochi complaining bitterly about a total absence of the rule of law, about houses being demolished without even any paperwork, riot police sent in to disperse them wearing bulletproof vests. When I went back to Moscow, I asked the Deputy Prime Minister, Dmitry Kozak, how this had been allowed to happen.
It's true that in the past, some people have been in too much of a hurry to build without going through the correct procedures. They've knocked down houses, got rid of backyards and gardens. We looked into such cases and punished the officials involved. This sort of thing is inevitable, you know. But that doesn't mean it's widespread. In 7 years, I have only had to deal with 10 complaints like this in a city of 400,000 people.
Well, that makes me want to close with you, Anastasia Usmanskaya. Your radio documentary is called The Putin Project. Is it fair? Is this really Vladimir Putin's individual project? I mean, how involved do you think he really has been with all of the things you found out?
You know, we have a very good kind of term in Russian language, the Potemkin village, which is from the times of Russian Tsars. Wherever the Tsar would come, the local authorities would put a nice facade on the kind of half-destroyed houses, so the Tsar gets an impression that everything is fine in certain village, in certain town, and so on. And we play with words in Russian. We're saying that Olympic village is becoming Vladimir Putin's personal Potemkin village, when the nice facade is put not for him, but when he himself puts a nice facade for the whole world. And it's really difficult to look behind this nice fence and really see what the story is all about, what the real life in Sochi is.
Vladimir Putin, president of Russia and the mayor of his Potemkin village, perhaps. Anastasia Usmanskaya, Anastasia yeah. Usmanskaya, BBC Russian Service reporter, and Lucy Ash, investigative reporter for the BBC, joining us from London. They have a new radio documentary, and it is called Putin's Project.